for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And curtain up is coming upon us, Peter, and I think people should know that this requires some forethought, some planning.
It does. You know, we were going to talk about it next week on the day of the 20th, but I think people have to know now so they can get ready. You were talking about a major concern, your shirts.
Well, there's dry cleaning involved, so, you know, you cannot wait to the next minute if you want your dress shirts done professionally.
Absolutely. Now, the big question, starch, light, medium, heavy? What would you recommend?
Seriously? Because, I mean,
yes.
Urban Valet knows they keep it right in the system, medium starch. And at this time of year, I do all of my shirts at once because at curtain up night, I want to see the selection. Have you noticed that men's dress shirts can be radically different from each other? These poor people who are wanting to hear about the theater, but at any rate, wardrobe can be a big part of it. And so I will choose the shirt on the day and keep a spare in the car just in case some sort of wine mishap occurs.
Now, do you keep track of what you wear from year to year so you don't repeat yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
No one notices. You know, we all look exactly alike, but I think on curtain up night, you are likely to have your photograph taken, and so you would like to look nice. In fact, I will send my Buffalo State students to curtain up. I put them on a scavenger hunt where they have photographs of Buffalo theater people, all the artistic directors, people who played leads in shows, and they have to have a selfie with them. They have to meet them. Mm-hmm. It's networking in the theater because that is how they will advance themselves. And it's like, you know, oh, there's Mark Sacco's selfie, you know, and there's Mary-Kate O'Connell, you know, click, 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 and so forth. And whoever gets the most, I take to lunch at the faculty club.
My.
Yeah.
Now, all this talk about tuxedos. Why the tuxedo? What's going on? You're going to be aloft, I understand.
Well, the dinner is at the new Aloft Hotel. Where, now I have not been in the dining room. Is it the exact place where Road Less Traveled used to be? Or
that's what I understand.
Because that's a beautiful room.
It is.
And it's very conveniently located, and this could be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. Then it is, what, 10, 12 shows?
I think we counted 13 shows. All starting at 8 o'clock, by the way.
Right.
So no matter where, even in the suburbs.
So if you have to get out there, leave dinner, they warn you. They come around and warn your table. And I think by now the dinner would be sold out. But do not let that concern you if you're interested to do curtain up. Don't even be worried if you are not going to the theater that exact night. It is the street party that tops everything.
Live music,
yes.
Food trucks.
Right.
And from Tupper to Chippewa, wall to wall.
And it's a huge celebration of the theater. It's also a perfect night to eat at a downtown restaurant, not at the dinner, and even at 8 o'clock, because everyone else is at a show. Or you can get the best table at the best restaurant at 8 o'clock on curtain up night. Guaranteed.
While everyone else is watching Tis Pity, She's a Whore, or anything else up and down Main
That's
Street.
For those who just thought you're winging that in, that's actually the name of the play. John Ford's Tis Pity, She's a Whore. It's the Irish classical. Hairspray over at Cavanoki. Go way out to Snyder and see West Side Story, or you can see Mary-Kate O'Connell right here downtown. Bright Colors, Bold Patterns at BUA, and The Authentic Life of Billy the Kid. I'm giving the laundry list.
You are. Yeah. But I'm in love with the concept of Bright Colors and Bold Patterns. Apparently, someone was sent an invitation once to a wedding, and on the invitation, it said, please don't wear bright colors or bold patterns. I mean, it's in the family of, do you have to be so gay?
Right.
Took immediate offense.
Immediate offense. Well, then compounded offense upon offense by getting himself a little bit intoxicated and coked up the night before the wedding and making a debauch. It's a one-man show. And
it's James Kishaki, who will not be either intoxicated or coked up.
No.
He's taking this very seriously.
He's out there alone. Laughter is a serious business, very serious business.
Hey, we're not going to do the laundry list of the plays, but...
Too late.
You were down in New York, so what did you see? What'd you like? What didn't you like?
Well, I did not like the play that goes wrong.
That's the title of it.
Yeah, dumb. The pretext is that it's a theater society in Britain doing a play. Before it even begins, during the pre-show, the set is falling apart and everything will go wrong. But for those who enjoy that sort of thing, fine. And I saw the sprawling sequel to All the Way, the Lyndon Johnson play that was on Broadway at Lincoln Center, which has a very classy cast, and it's called The Great Society. And I saw the first preview, and it's in its parts wonderful. They're lucky they have a month more to work on it. They could get this right, but the most beautiful thing I saw was the Broadway production, the London transfer of Harold Pinter's Betrayal, which is exquisite. From the moment the curtain starts to rise slowly, slowly, then when they speak and you realize they have thought about every syllable of this play. It's the story of a couple that's been having an affair. The woman is married, and the man was the best man at their wedding and is the husband's best friend. Mm. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.